Okay, this tutorial is going to cover a characteristic that helps you to distinguish instruments from one another. And that is an instrument's volume envelope, specifically what's called its ADSR envelope. It's attack, decay, sustain, and release envelope. So it's an envelope with four stages, and we're going to break down those four stages and explain how they contribute to an instrument's character and how modifying those characteristics, those parameters, those stages of the envelope will make your instrument more interesting if it's a particularly cheap sounding instrument, or can add expression to the performance of an instrument. So I have here instantiated Raysynth, which is just the most basic synthesizer that comes with Reaper. There it is, a simple sine wave, a pure frequency, just the fundamental tone that corresponds to the note that I'm playing. And I'm just playing it on the virtual MIDI keyboard accessed by pressing Alt-B. So that's what we have. But we can greatly modify the character of this sine wave. And before you dismiss sine waves as a possible building block to any of your projects, remember that sine waves are used as prominent components, if not the only component, in sub-bass parts in genres such as trap, dubstep, hip-hop, and other forms of electronic dance music. And also remember that the very basic sounds that Raysynth can produce, square waves, triangle waves, saw waves, and sine waves, are used as lead parts in many electronic dance music pieces as well. Think of producers such as Lil Jon to find examples of that. So let's try and make this a little bit more interesting. First, we will cover the attack parameter. Now, the attack parameter is the first parameter that we come to in our list of parameters that govern Raysynth, and by default, it is set to 3 milliseconds. Let's set it now to 0 milliseconds. And that gives a more kind of clicky, percussive, staccato, jagged beginning to our notes. The attack parameter governs how quickly we go from silence to the maximum volume of the instrument. And we've just told it to do it in no time at all. And so because of that, you get a pop or a click very much in the same way as you would if Reaper didn't by default create a little fade in and fade out at split points in items when you're doing audio editing. So this is very much the same principle. Now let's look at the release parameter, which is pretty much the opposite number to the attack parameter because it governs how quickly a note will go from its previous volume to silence when you remove your finger from the note. So it's at 8 milliseconds by default here. We're going to put it to 0 milliseconds as well. And now we have a very artificial, very computerized sounding, jagged, staccato, percussive performance. Not necessarily very attractive, but we can do the opposite. We can put our release parameter back to something close to where it was. And we can put our attack all the way up to 500 milliseconds. So it's going to take a full half second to reach this instrument's maximum volume. And with the release set to 5 milliseconds, we don't have that click at the end anymore either. I could also set the release to 500 milliseconds. And now it's going to fade up when I press my finger on the note, but it's also going to fade down when I take my finger off it. And both these attack and release parameters can be extended all the way out to 5,000 milliseconds. That's five whole seconds. So, you know, if you added some reverb, and if you're a better player than me and you played some nice chords, you could get some really washed out pads for some down tempo, left field, electronic, ambient style music. So already we've seen dramatic changes in this instrument's character. Let's turn our attention to the final two stages of this instrument now. So we'll put our attack and our release back down to 5 milliseconds apiece. And we'll look at our sustain parameter now. Our sustain parameter is measured not in terms of milliseconds, but in terms of decibels, in terms of dB. And by default, it is at 0 dB, which is unity gain, which is to say what comes in goes out. So having reached its maximum volume, thanks to the attack stage of the envelope, it will stay there indefinitely. That is the volume at which the note will sustain for the amount of time that I hold my finger down on it. But we could take it down to minus 7.9 dB, and the exact numbers aren't really very important. And now what we have is... You can hear it fade away somewhat, but it's still very much there. It doesn't fade away completely. Now, what governs the amount of time it takes to fade away? Well, that is the last parameter, the decay parameter, which by default is set to 1,000 milliseconds. So it takes a second for the decay to have fully happened, for it to have gone from its maximum value to minus 7.9 dB in this case. So what we can do, let's put the decay to 175 milliseconds, and let's put the sustain parameter to inf, which means silence, basically, minus infinity dB. And now we have something that sounds rather similar, perhaps down here. To the seatbelt signs on airplanes. Perhaps we could soften it a bit more with a little slower of an attack. Let's try a 15 millisecond attack. Hear how that attack's been softened, so the beginning of each note is less percussive, and we can design, you know, our instrument based on that. Now we could make the decay very short. Let's try 16 milliseconds. And now we have something that sounds very far removed from what it was to begin with. Speed the attack right up. So it sounds much more percussive. And now let's put the decay to its very minimum value of 1 millisecond. We can hear there is a difference in pitch, but I can't necessarily pinpoint the exact note that I'm playing. And so that's it. The attack, decay, sustain, and release envelope. The attack being the portion of the volume envelope per note that means it fades from silence to its maximum value. The decay being the portion of the envelope that governs the amount of time it takes to fade from the maximum point to its sustain value, the sustain value being expressed in decibels, and the release value being how long it takes for the note to silence itself after I take my finger off the note. And so you can think, you know, woodwinds, they have slow attacks, guitars, harpsichords, things like that. They have very plucky, very short attacks. Pianos have kind of soft attacks, but much more percussive than, say, woodwinds. And you can think of instruments in terms of these four-stage ADSR envelopes, even if they don't come with those parameters ready to directly modify. You can modify them by other means, by using transient shaping plugins and so forth, for example. So it's worth thinking about instruments in terms of these characteristics.